welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And Sandy, the monkeypox, man, you know, this began as a kind of a, you know, people would joke, like, you know, monkeypox is, and we heard early on that this was much ado about nothing. It's not that anymore, Sandy.
Well, they're talking about it as an international potential pandemic. You know, the definition of a pandemic is something that spreads across all the continents. And I guess it is accomplishing that. I'm not sure it's reaching the epidemic stage because the numbers of people who've contracted monkeypox is still it's just in the several tens of thousands across the world. But it does appear to be a disease that is, one, quite transmissible with at least certain kinds of contact. And so, you know, some of these other diseases that snuck up on us since pandemics is sort of, this seems reminiscent of that, you know, the way AIDS and some of the other things were small news for a while until people realized that this disease was going to spread internationally.
Well, the World Health Organization is calling it a global emergency. And so when you get to a point where the World Health Organization starts pointing the finger at it, it becomes, we should take it a little more seriously, I guess.
Yes, and apparently vaccine for it works. I don't know if it's the smallpox vaccine exactly that works for it, but there are vaccines that seem to work for it. I think smallpox is the vaccine, but since we retired the use of smallpox vaccine, there's a shortage of it. So right now, there is a known vaccine that will work for it. However, there's an extreme shortage of it. So I think the world has some, I think what the WHO is doing is trying to get ahead of this one and trying to get the world wound up enough with interest so that they take prophylactic action.
You know, Sandy, it just, things just don't seem to be getting better from the standpoint that we're kind of hit with things from all angles at the same time. You know, I don't know, Sandy, if this is historically just the way it is, and maybe because we're in this time frame now that it seems like we've got all these things coming from all different directions. Am I making more out of all these different things simultaneously? I mean, have been other times in history, I guess, when all these different things have come upon us. Am I making more about these things than I should?
Well, I don't know. I think there is something about the current state of the world and the developing. You know, as the world develops, it becomes much more interactive on a global basis. So, yes, diseases used to spread across the world, but they didn't do it at lightning speed. Now, with the amount of airline traffic and airline traffickers, and the rate at which people move around the world, we've got the spread of disease that happens essentially overnight. we've got global warming, which appears to be the reality, and this rash of wildfires across the world with all huge portions of the world. Last year was Australia. Last year, essentially, the continent of Australia was itself almost on fire.
Right.
You know? And so and we've got California that burns annually now. I mean, things have become more acute. They get acute more rapidly, meaning they develop to a heightened stage more quickly. And I think also there might be more of them happening at once, just because we've got more different issues kind of happening at the same time. You know, here we have recession, we've got war, we've got global warming, we've got raging fires, we've got pandemics. That's a lot to have on the plate at any one time.
Yeah, and then you mix in all the political, you know, mishmash that we're dealing with, and so you've got to juggle all these different things, and you know, in your own life, and you just begin to wonder. We know these things will go away. We know things, if you live long enough, you know the challenges that life present to us. But as younger people, you know, you don't think too hard about these things. But as you know, as we get older, all of those things, you put them all in the same bag and you start wondering, wow, man, you know, we've got to focus on all of these different things. And maybe that's the issue. Maybe we're spending too much time trying to focus on all of them. But all of them impact us, you know, I guess, Sandy, in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we say we focus on all of them, and I'm not sure how many of them, however, we do anything about.
Well, that's, you know, correct. That's
one of the problems with, you know, politics in America is that we might be able to identify issues, but it's not clear that we take steps to deal with many or any of them.
So do you think the reason that we don't deal with them is because, you know, we just don't know how? Or you know, just the politics of all of these things are, you know, an impossible thing for us to get beyond?
Well, I think the problem is that we politicize many of them. And apparently in modern-day America, when we politicize something, we defactify it. I don't know if that's not a word. I made that up. But,
yeah.
You know, we've kind of removed the factual element from the investigation. And the politicization of it makes it become conspiracy theories and all kinds of reactionary kinds of views about whatever it is that's happening that freezes us. You know, when we got into the COVID epidemic, that became politicized in our reaction to it. Vaccine, masking, all of that became the subject of political debate and social and cultural warfare almost. The same is true with global warming. We don't seem to be able to address that on a factual basis or agree to it about the facts. So we tend to just wave our arms in either belief or disbelief about whether it exists. Monkeypox is likely to have the same sort of reaction that COVID had. You know, the list goes on. So I think one of the problems in America is we've deviated and we've moved away from the scientific method into something that I'll call the political method, which doesn't seem to work.
You know, Sandy, that's really at the root of all of it. You know, for the most part, we've ignored science, and I don't know how a nation like ours gets to the point where we ignore science. I mean, we are who we are because we used to lead the world in science, and yet now we're at a point where people are not willing, the American people themselves, to even understand the impact of what science and scientific research is. Hang on, Sandy. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.